seven richest countries in the world. Now them have a little money, and them a plan to keep and oppress the poor. So them have a little money, but when them think and thing goes another way. Because of capitalist greed, revolution seems to be the only play. It may be an old-fashioned way of thinking, but I believe in the people and reasons. Cause when them think them things go the people way, one day them dead and them not dead. When them think them things go the people way, one day them dead and them not dead. Anyway, to them, third world people like, but a small price to be paid. They think they're hurt, feeling no one can touch them. Them have the next thing coming, but when them think them thing go the people way, one day them dead, dead, them not dead. When them think them thing goes another way.
Greetings, greetings again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information, Christian ambassador for, servant of, and to the Rastafari movement, Kingdom of God, Queendom of God that's in heaven here and now on this earth, Kingdom and Queendom of Islam here and now on this earth. Today's recording date is Sunday, July the 14th, 2013. That word I was looking for is forensic. The ability to investigate a crime scene, to investigate hair follicles and DNA evidence and blood, which is DNA evidence, and reconstruct a crime scene, although you personally were not there to witness the scene, but because you are an expert in forensics, the ability and science of investigating a crime, then you are able to piece together all that occurred in this crime scene, at this crime scene, the whole criminal act. And that's what we are doing. We are dissecting the Zimmerman case. We are reconstructing forensically this crime of the abomination of desolation. We are listening to Mother Holy Spirit. Revelation 3 and 12 is yet speaking. 3 and 15, was it 3 and 15? Was yet speaking, 3 and 13 I think it was yet speaking to the church at Philadelphia. Philadelphia is a Greek word that means brotherly love. And we say sisterly love as well. Sisters and brothers of the human family, when we listen to Mother Holy Spirit, we see each other as sisters and brothers in the human family. The Holy Quran speaks of the human family as one human nation. The Quran and the Bible, Torah and New Testament, speaks of our attitude to the oppressed, that we should see the oppressed as sisters and brothers. We should see the immigrants, the sojourners, the travelers as sisters and brothers who have been dispossessed of their land, their wealth, and their resources, and that we, the poor working class masses of the people, we who understand this message, must be coming together to organize and stand together and eliminate all oppression. Stand up for the Sabbath. When you see the Quran backing the Torah and the New Testament, that is what the Quran is speaking about. It is speaking about the covenant. The covenant that the Most High made with the African Hebrew Israelite nation. That the African Hebrew Israelite nation would stand and deliver and liberate the oppressed international. When you see in the book of Hebrews, in the New Testament, that writer, whether Paul or some other writer, it doesn't matter. But the writer of Hebrews, like we said, talks about Christ as the glory of God, made lower than the angels, given power to rule the universe. Mankind, woman, man and woman, the glory of God, made lower than the angels, given power to rule creation, Psalm 8. Given power to rule creation, back to Hebrews, that we are to uphold the Sabbath. Then when we study the Sabbath and understand the trumpet, remember the Quran said that Abraham saw the trumpet blown. Allah, his word is the truth and his is the kingdom. On the day when the trumpet is blown, and we researched the word trumpet in the African Hebrew language and saw that the trumpet was connected to the Jubilee, and then we understand the Sabbaths, 7-day Sabbath, 7-year Sabbath, 7 of those 7-year Sabbaths bring us to the year 49, and the 50th year is the year of Jubilee, the year of the trumpet, the year of resurrection, that the poor working class masses of the people would get up and stand up and resurrect and free and deliver the oppressed from the oppressor and return the land, the wealth, and the resources back into the hands of the poor working class masses of the oppressed proletariat peoples of the earth. You may say that was then for that little nation. But the writer of Hebrews says that is yet our directive today as Christians, as Christ men and Christ women, and that this directive of upholding the Sabbath is not just for that time, not just for the time of Jesus, but for our time. And it is not just for that little tiny nation, but it is for the international community. So we move with that mentality, that we are to become Philadelphia, have brotherly and sisterly love, stop profiling one another, hold our life given to us as holy and precious and sanctified, the sanctity of that spirit energy, the sanctity of that soul, the sanctity of those hidden and unseen atoms and molecules, that spirit energy that animates the body. We must become Philadelphia. And then we move to Ezra chapter 6, verse 13 for the Sunday school lesson. Oh, we're trying our best to do all that we can do. Dedication of the temple. Look, Trayvon Martin was a temple. George Zimmerman is a temple. His lawyers are temples. Those 5-6 jurors are temples. The judge is a temple. It is our duty to see all of us as holy and righteous temples and never commit injustice on each other. Wake up, sisters and brothers. Rise up, sisters and brothers. Realize that we are temples. Poor working class, black, brown, red, yellow, and white. See each other as temples all over the earth and dedicate the temple. Meaning, reprogram ourselves to see each other as holy and righteous. As in this book of Ezra in chapter 6 around verse 13, we see that the African Hebrew Israelite nation coming back together, having that Philadelphia brotherly sisterly love, coming back together in Jerusalem, realizing again that they are the teachers of peace, the type of peace that That shalom, peace, is a complete peace where the human being rises up to fulfill the greatest and most complete reality. As gods and goddesses, children of the Most High, what is the way of peace? You have it in the African Arabic language, Islam. That word that means the pathway to peace is total and complete submission to the will of the Most High, referred to in Islam as Allah. And we know Allah is with Mother Illah. And we know that the Quran says he, but the Quran also says we, and the we is Allah. And also Illah, Father Allah and Mother Illah. And the we is the spirit world that is united with Allah, Illah. And the we are the ancestors who are in the spirit world united with Allah, Illah. And the we are you and me who are united with the will and the desire of Allah, Illah. And so we see Jerusalem, the teacher of peace, that type of peace that eliminates warfare, bloodshed, death, hell, destruction, and division. That teaching that comes from the scientific study of the scientific universe, causing us to understand the principles and attributes of existence and life for every human being. We see in verse 13, it says, then Tetnai, governor on this side the river, Shethar-Boznai and their companions, according to that which Darius the king had sent, so they did speedily. And above that verse, we saw how Darius had commanded that the African Hebrew Israelite nation be rebuilt. And we say, we as the human family must be rebuilt. And Darius said that if anyone would work to destroy this work and this rebuilding, that one would have their own houses destroyed and they would be hanged on a beam and whipped and flogged, and that their house would return to dung or excrement. Let me hit that word dung and dunghill. The word dung or dunghill is 5122 nevalu in the Hebrew language, refuse, heap, dunghill, outhouse. So you know how we regard in a low way refuse or trash heaps, dunghill, excrement, outhouses, where you go to eliminate your waste, where anyone who would work to destroy the unity of the poor working class, black, brown, red, yellow, and white, your works are trash. Your works are dunghill. Your works are like an outhouse where refuse and excrement goes, that we let out trash and excrement and that which the body can't hold, or the body will become poison. You are poison, you wicked ones, you wicked puppets who uphold the wicked tenets of the wicked ruling class and ruling families, presidents and prime ministers who work together to administer warfare, bloodshed, death, hell, destruction, and division all over the earth, who do your bidding of your masters, the house of Rothschild and Oppenheimers. You, wicked puppets, and you, house of Rothschild and Oppenheimers, who are behind this whole system of eugenics, which is destruction of poor working class, black, brown, red, yellow, and white. Your works are refuse. Your works are trash. Your works are dunghill. Your works are outhouse. This is the day and time that the kingdom of God, kingdom of goddess in heaven, will be manifested. we will tap into the sacred feminine kingdom in the African Hebrew language, feminine. Head in the Greek language, Christ the head, the Most High the head, the man the head, the husband the head. The word head, feminine. We will tap into that sacred feminine reality. We will listen to Mother Holy Spirit. We will not allow you to continue to drive a wedge between poor working class black, brown, red, yellow, and white. We will come together. We will manifest the kingdom of God, kingdom of God that's in heaven here and now on this earth. Getting back to verse 13. These words have definitions, sisters and brothers. The word, we're going to go try to go over these major words. Tetnai. What is that? Let's see. 8674 on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary. Tetnai. Tetnai. It means gift. Gift. This is a masculine noun, and we are in tune with the sacred masculine. This word gift, to be a nation privileged with the word of the Most High, to be privileged with all of this scientific knowledge and wisdom and understanding. This is a gift from the Most High. To understand that we are chosen and raised to do the will of the Most High and adhere to the principles of existence and life. To be commissioned by the Most High to stand up for the truth and stand up for the oppressed and be the instrument to eliminate oppression, to be the instrument to uplift and raise a sister and brother of the human family to our greatest and most complete reality. As Elohim, gods and goddesses, children of the Most High, that is a gift. The gift of life, the gift of unity, the gift of friendship and companionship. The Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad taught us that the Most High wants to see us in heaven here and now. In this time, that is the great gift, the greatest gift, to know the Most High and to know yourself and to know your sisters and brothers and to feel that unity and camaraderie and to feel that Philadelphia sisterly and brotherly love. The governor, is it the governor Sheptar Boznai? How do you pronounce that? Sheptar Boznai. Sheptar Boznai. 8370 Hebrew side, Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary. Star of splendor. Star of splendor, having to do with the bright star. Sisters and brothers, the zodiac is not evil. Sisters and brothers, the study of the sun, moon, stars, and planets is not evil. The study of the universe, the scientific study of the universe is not evil. This wicked European, Western, demonic society, they study star, moon, they study sun, moon, stars, and planets and creation and universe, but they disconnect that scientific study from Africa. And they disconnect the principles of life and existence from their science, from their scientific study, which is not theirs, but came through Africa. And when you disconnect the principles of life and existence, you have nothing but a society and a system of death, hell, destruction, and division. But that is the misuse and abuse of the science. All of the scientific fields of study that you find in medical science, in your colleges, whether religious or secular, all of these sciences are stolen sciences from Africa. In Africa, we taught everything one, the per unc, the house of life, where you get the word hospital, where you see the African symbol of life, which is the serpent, which stands for wisdom, on the staff of life, with wings. All of that is African science and knowledge and wisdom and understanding. All of that is splendor. All of that is bright. The bright light of a star. The bright light of knowledge and wisdom and understanding. But we created a society that adhered to the principles of life and existence. Ma'at, truth, justice, and righteousness. But they, the West, the European world system of wickedness, this Illuminati Masonic order have created a society that is not splendor, that is not bright, but is full of death, hell, and destruction. But we go back to the original sciences and bring out light and wisdom and splendor. This is Shetar Bozen Ai. What else can we learn? What else can we learn? The next word I see here is Darius, which means Lord. And so, you that have power, you that have control over lands and wealth and resources, what type of Lord are you? Do you adhere to the Lord, the Most High Lord Yahweh Yahovah? The principles of existence and life for every human being? No, you don't, wicked ruling class and ruling families. You adhere to the principles of death and hell and destruction. But we want to be Shetar, Bo, Azanai. We want to be the bright and the star that is splendor and bright. We want a system that is bright, that is full of the knowledge and the wisdom and the understanding of the Most High. What else can we see? We see the word is exact. We see the word Jew. Jew is rooted in Judah and Yehuda. And the root of that is Yehuda again, which means praise. We want to be the praise of the Most High. This system is not giving praise to Yahweh Yahovah, the principles of life and existence for all. What else can we see here? Haggai is in this chapter. Haggai is 2292 Hebrew side, Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary. It's pronounced Kagai, means festive. And the root is Kag, 2282 Hebrew side, Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary, means festival, feast, festival gathering, pilgrim feast, festival sacrifice. And this has to do with the celebrating and remembering our ancestors, remembering our history, remembering our struggles, and remembering our covenant with the Most High to stand up for truth, justice, and righteousness. Our covenant with the Most High to stand up for equal rights and justice and stand on behalf of the oppressed international and never forget where we came from, so that when our babies and youth come into power, they will not do like the wicked ones are doing today, but they will adhere to the principles of life and existence for all. The word Edo or Edo is in this chapter 6, 5714 Hebrew side, Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary. His witness having to do with a timely witness. Ah. And the root is to pass on, to advance, to go on, to pass by, to remove, to pass on, to adorn. So this witnessing the passing on of an old system and may be witnessing the putting on of the new system of the kingdom of God, queendom of God that's in heaven, here and now on this earth, we see that the word God is here. The word God in this case is Elah, almost sounds like Allah or Elah. All of these related words, Elah is an African Aramaic word, and the Aramaic was the street language of the African Hebrew. But Elah here means God, small g, or God, capital G, God, even a heathen deity, God of Israel. So we're looking at the Most High. We're looking at the Elohim, the gods and the goddesses, children of the Most High. And we're looking at the demons who want to influence us to do evil and do wrong. But here we're talking about the righteous gods and goddesses, children of the Most High. This root is rooted in Eloah, which means God in a good sense, and then a false god. So we see that we're fighting a battle. Do we choose the Most High Yahweh Yahovah and the Elohim, children of the Most High, Father and Mother Yahweh Yahovah? Do we choose the ancestors, the righteous ancestors? Do we choose the righteous teachers of truth, justice, and righteousness? Or do we choose the false gods and the wicked gods and goddesses, the wicked demons and the wicked ruling class? So when you say the word atheist, it doesn't mean that you don't believe in the Most High. It means you don't believe in the death gods and goddesses, the demonic gods and goddesses, those wicked gods and goddesses. We say atheist to them. We don't believe in them, but we believe in the Most High, Father and Mother, the Most High, and the Elohim, gods and goddesses, children of the Most High, and the righteous ancestors. You see, atheist and agnostic. And what's the other word? Atheist, agnostic, oh man, there's a third word. Anarchy. These words, when we understand the reality of these words, are words that are in reality rebelling, causing us to rebel against a wicked empire, a wicked state who impose upon us their interpretation of God and goddess. Caesar was Lord and Savior, Son of God, bringer of civilization. But their God and goddess system was a replica of that which they learned from the African. But they did not adhere to the principles of Yahweh Yahovah, Amen, Amen Ra, Amenet, Ra'it, Mutnetchet. They didn't adhere to the principles of life and existence for all. The Roman Empire colonized, killed, enslaved, warfare, bloodshed, death, hell, destruction. So we say atheist, not that we reject the Most High, but we reject the Roman Empire misinterpretation of the Most High, and we reject the Roman Empire following the demonic devil influence, and we say Caesar is not our Lord, but Yahushua is our Lord. Deliverance and liberty. Anarchy does not mean that we don't want any structure of power, but we reject the hierarchical structure of power of the wicked ruling class and ruling families that are devils and demons. Agnosticism is not the rejecting of all knowledge, but that perverted knowledge that comes out of the Roman Empire and today's modern empire of death, hell, and destruction. I think that black man, what is his name? Akin Keknaka? I can't remember his name, but he is on the internet as the true black African atheist, meaning we reject the interpretation, false interpretation of the gods and the goddesses of the Roman Empire. and today's empire of the House of Rothschild's warfare, bloodshed, death, hell, destruction. But we are scientists who uphold the tenets of Yahweh Yahovah, the true and living God, God is Father and Mother, Yahweh Yahovah. Whatever name we use, we adhere to the principles of life and existence for every human being. Truth, justice, and righteousness. Jah, love. Jah, bless. This is the Exodus, the movement of Jah, Rastafari. Hail the Selassie I people.